Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. As always, sponsored by my good friends at Quantum Hypno. And I want to talk to you about Muslim Fall Guys, because isn't it strange that during the lockdown years of 2020, 21, 22 in particular, there were no terrorist events. All those jihad groups all over the country, all over the world, I don't know what, they went on holidays? Did they give themselves a little break? Did they say, gosh, we've been so busy killing people in the past 20 years, we need to take a break now? Or might there be another reason to it? And that's what I want to investigate with you, because I'm sure you've seen all the stories coming out of the mainstream media in regard to the Crocus concert hall attack in Moscow. And, you know, we're now being told that, France is on high alert after this because there may be more strikes by Islamic State. But the fact of the matter is that Islamic State, it appears to me, seemed to be something that was closely linked to the Obama administrations. And for example, it's been, you know, wisely noted that if you take Syria, the 2/3 of Syria that aren't controlled by the Americans don't have Islamic State operating within them. But the 1/3 that is controlled by the US does have Islamic State operating within it. So how does that work then? And the suggestion is that some people make, and I'm very much of this point of view these days, is that unfortunately, Muslims, and in particular regard these Islamists, are conveniently used when needed to distract us from the actual real terrorists. And the real terrorists, I believe, are those puppet masters, you know, standing in the background whose faces we don't see, but they are very much linked with the whole globalist World Economic Forum elite. And they basically need to have these Muslim Fall Guys. So, and some, I'm not saying, by the way, for one moment that the people who carry out these attacks aren't Islamists, you know, Muslims. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying they could be MK Ultra. There's many things that could be motivating them to do that, which they do, which is horrible, clearly, absolutely horrible. But I'm not sure that they are necessarily working in the way that it's being suggested that they work. I guess that's my point. And I wonder if you think the same. I mean, we notice it here in the UK. I mean, we had all these attacks coming from Muslims all over the place up until lockdown, and then they just stopped just like that. Now, to me, that's incredibly suspicious. It's really like for a couple of years, they needed the narrative to be about a deadly virus, and they didn't need to have distractions such as the threat from Islam. And now all of a sudden that the virus has petered out, it's, oh, look, we've got this deadly threat from Islam, amongst other things to be concerned about. So I think we need to be a bit careful before we go in and label, you know, Muslims as our enemies. I'm not so sure that that is necessarily the case. Yes, they can be very conveniently, some of them can be very conveniently placed in the right area at the right time. And yes, we've seen the video evidence, for example, from Moscow of these extremists, you know, shouting Allahu Akbar, whilst they go about the killing spree. We've seen that in other places as well. But I still think there is a dark hand controlling them. And I think that dark hand is the thing that very much wants to have us divided along, for example, you know, religious grounds. I don't want to be apart from anybody. In fact, I just want to be myself. I don't seek anyone to be a part of any particular group. I don't want to hate any particular group. I think that's wrong. I think we all should be judged as individuals. That's the Christian value. And I think we have to be very careful that when these bogeymen are suddenly, you know, being pushed down our throats, we actually turn around and say, well, hang on a second. Basically, you know, what is really going on here? And just because we're being urged to hate a given group, maybe we should hold back from that and more fully understand, for example, what we might be driving it. And one of the things that, I mean, I've certainly changed on over the years, I don't know about you, is I did support foolishly, you know, the war in Iraq, in Libya, the attempted overthrow in Syria. And of course, that caused huge problems for the Muslim people living in those areas, who then naturally tried to get out of the hell holes that had been created for them by the West. And they came to the West, and then some of them, yes, went bonkers and did things. But we can't excuse our own culpability in that as well. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, let's not judge Muslims as just the default go-to bad guys. They might be the go-to fall guys, but that's not the same thing. Thanks for listening.